We are moving to another session. This is actually an important moment. We are going to engage with OSMF, that is OpenStreetMap Foundation, board members, so where you need to ask questions and interact with them. So the board members, please kindly come up here.
So, hello everyone again. So, I guess we'll start with some physical exercise. A round of applause for board members. They are people who work like all the year round. It's us who just gather here once a year. So, guys, let's start with like really obvious thing. First, you are so many, so please be short. But let's start with who you are and what you do, because I'm pretty sure not everyone knows it.
Hello, I'm Guillaume Richard, and I'm the chairperson of the OpenStreetMap Foundation. I've been on the board since 2019.
Okay. I'm Roland. I'm on the board since 3 years and with OpenStreetMap around since 15 years. And I need to correct Ilya. We do work, but there are a lot of other people who are also doing a lot of OpenStreetMap work and relentlessly over decades, including former board members and others. And if you want to learn, see more of them, then see the video stream of Sarah's talk about the working groups, which are in fact far more important than the board.
Hi, I'm Sarah Hoffman and been in the board for 2 years now.
Hello, I'm Arnali from the Philippines. I've been in the board for 2 years as well.
Hello. I am Mateusz Konieczny. Do not worry about pronunciation. And I was involved in a lot of OpenStreetMap things, maybe even too many. And I was trying to also help by being on the board and volunteering to help OpenStreetMap this is where.
My name is Craig Allen. I'm from South Africa and Kenya and the USA. I've been mapping since about 2011, I think, and I've been on the board for 2 years. I serve as the board secretary and the director of the finance committee, and that's enough.
Hi, I'm Daniela Walters-Orfer Jimenez, and you most know me as Dani. This is my first year on the board, and I'm very happy to be here. What else were we saying?
That's enough.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. So first, I need to remind you, this is an Ask Me Anything session. So if any of you has any questions, you just raise your hand. Hopefully, I will notice you and pass you the mic. Since we're starting, I guess we don't have many questions. So really, there's so many of you, and how do we decide on things in such a big group? How do you even take decisions on the board?
Let's see if we can decide.
We decide very collectively. The main vehicle for that is the chat system, where we talk to each other and yell at each other and do other interesting things. We also have an issue management system, so anything that needs a lot of input from everybody goes onto the issue management system, and people can comment until we have a resolution. Again, very democratic. And of course, we have meetings. There's a private board meeting once a month and the public board meeting. We discuss a lot of stuff sort of informally in the private board meeting, and we come to the public board meeting for the major decisions, which we like to take in public to ensure transparency. So there's a whole range of ways of talking, and we try and be polite to each other and creative. And I think that this board has been extraordinarily successful in working together with peace and harmony. It's been great.
Okay, I won't ask any follow-up questions.
People might disagree.
Yeah, but every time somebody says peace and harmony,
it's a great word to ask.
Like, what was the last time you disagreed on something so hard you had to drop
it? This morning.
Yeah. What happens when, like, you are deciding on whether to fund Numinatium or to pay for Mateusz's trip to State of the Map? Like, how it works?
Well, a couple of lessons learned have over time incorporated in things. And since this year, also the foundation is almost 20 years old, we have a formal budget where in principle money is assigned to working groups and a couple of other things known that they need money. And we also have a spending policy where the basic idea is that very little things can be decided off immediately. Medium things up to 2,000 euro on the form that the working group must make a formal decision. And the final and larger things need, in under all cases, acknowledge or attention of the board. And so there's a lot of control that no money is lost along the process, at least not intentionally. Unintentionally, some things do go wrong, but they do. And at the end, I'm reviewing every invoice, whether it fits within the budget and whether the spending policy has been abided to. And then finally, our accountant makes in the same moment both the payment and the booking into the books. So in principle, we know at any moment how much money we have and we can spend and what we already have spent. In practice, it's now the second year we are trying to get serious about the budget and getting formal about the budget. And there are still some quirks that need to be resolved. But it's a learning curve. I think in 1 or 2 years, we will have an easygoing process where it's just a couple of mouse clicks and a single message to make sure that the payments after due process can be made.
Something that we do that is rare in nonprofits of our size is we track every expense against the budget, making sure it fits within the budget. And that was a major thing that the donors were asking, like, where are you spending the money? Yes, so that was lots of work, and we're happy we made it.
There was also one specific question, how it is decided that my travel costs are refunded. That is actually standing policy that board travel to the State of the Map is funded. Obviously, with some reasonable expenses. So I was looking for example, for cheap flights, not the most luxurious ones.
Yeah, I have heard that. Usually board meets online, but once or twice a year you meet in person. So did you have your face-to-face meeting here?
Yeah, earlier, but we did have a face-to-face meeting last April in Germany, and then we tried to meet again just earlier because there are board members who are outgoing. So actually, it's the OSMF board election is ongoing. So we meet again, maybe for the last time in person, this group.
Again, if you have any questions, raise your hands, because I'm just asking default questions, you know, things I'm interested in, and I'm not you. You may be interested in different things. There's a question. Oh, cool. I will run to you.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah, so thank you. I just wanted to ask, how does someone make it to the OSMF board? But I think, Annalie, you've mentioned through elections. But I think a follow-up question on that is that, how do we ensure that there is representation? Because in the OpenStreetMap community, we have people from different regions. So how do we ensure there is representation? For example, I don't see anyone from Africa. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, but like the representation, how do we ensure that we also like have people from different regions? So.
There's seven of us. There's always going to be someone somewhere who doesn't recognize themselves in us, but we're not representing a certain community, a certain part of the community. We represent the whole project. We try, when we encourage people to run for the board, try to get some diversity. We are three women, four men, and I'm glad we are. We have some geographic representation. We had some groups that were represented before are not represented anymore. In the end, it's also up to people who elect the board to decide. We have some variety in the candidates. I would love to see continuing diversity in the board members.
Representation matters, yes. I don't think we're solely just here, we're one community. I am so happy that we have three women in the board. We need more. They cut me off. We need more women in the board. We need more representation. We need geographic representation, because I cannot speak for the continent of Africa, right? I can study it, but I was not raised here. I don't, culturally, this is not me. I can learn from all of you, but it's great to have representation from different places, from different colors, different cultures, different genders. So the way we can do this is spreading the word. So get more involved. People encouraged me to apply. I was very skeptical. I was very nervous. The first year I applied, I got rejected. I was not voted in. But then I tried again. Persistence is important. Become a member of the foundation. That's step number one. And you also get voting power when you do that. And you get the power to run to be a director.
And to be a bit more specific, if you edited on 42 different days for the last year, you can join OpenStreetMap Foundation without paying any fee, or there is a fee of £15 if you are interested in donating or you are not qualifying otherwise. Also, if you are helping but not through mapping, there is also a way to apply for membership. So I would encourage everyone, especially everyone who would want to see board being be different or significantly different, to become a member and encourage their friends to join and vote in elections. If you join now, you will be unable to vote in this year's elections, if I remember correctly, but next year you will be able.
Okay, to make this hands-on, on 19th of October are the next elections, and we have candidates from all five boards, and also the voting system of STV is specifically optimized to maximize diversity. So please choose your board accordingly if you're already a member. If not, become a member, and you would be able to before next April, because then you would be able to step up as a director as well. The only thing you should bring in is enthusiasm for OpenStreetMap and some time to do actual work. And we are very happy to welcome you on the board. We'll see you as a candidate in October 2025. It's just we are as diverse as the candidates are that are stepping up.
So working in the board, the process now, this is very gratifying, but it's also challenging. So if you're interested in running for the board, what I recommend is starting a bit smaller, going into the working groups, which are as international as the board. So you can learn to interact with the different cultures and help also already out, and then go to the board. That's my recommendation.
Thank you. There is a question on wenliness. It says, how long do you want to work on the board? But generally, how long people usually stay on the board? And how long do you plan to stay?
Is it like everyone?
Yes.
Who goes out these elections?
So in general, you get elected for 2 years. So I'm not running for election this year, it's the end of the term for four of us. And then you can run for board. There's a term limit. You can only be on the board so many terms, and then you term out. I can't remember specifically how many.
6 years.
Six years.
So I'm already on the board for 3 years, and I would say the median is probably the 2 years of one term of people getting out again, but a couple of members have stayed longer. I, like you, my term ends next year, and I haven't made up my mind whether I would apply for another term. And yeah, that's all.
Yeah, so my term runs out in these elections, and I'm not standing again. So going into the 2 years average, very well. It is a lot of work. It's interesting, it's challenging, but there are other things to do as well.
Yes, my term runs out this year again, and I'm not standing for board for personal reasons, but yeah, I'm very open to standing again maybe in the next year, but yeah, not this year.
Being on the board takes quite a lot of effort, time to do it properly. And I put a lot of time effort for last 2 years, and I am not standing for re-election this year, but I leave it open to join maybe in future, and I definitely want to help with some topics that I noticed over last 2 years and some even year, and I had no time, energy to do them properly. So in my case, I am for almost 2 years now, and I am not standing for re-election.
My term is ending now with the next election. I am standing for re-election. I will carry on standing for re-election until the 6 years if the members are willing. It's a lot of work. It takes up some time, but I'm retired at the moment, so I have lots of time. And if I didn't get elected, I would probably continue much of the work as a volunteer. So there are a lot of board members who are still members of working groups who are still very productive in the organization. Being on the board is not the only way to contribute.
So So this is my first year, and I will say the first year is tough because you don't know much. So we're going to be working on a full onboarding process, and I have volunteered for that for the new board members since I went through this. I actually considered dropping out this year for my own well-being, and then I realized there's so much to do, and it would have been a bit selfish on my end to put my personal needs first. So I will keep fighting where I need to keep fighting, and I will stay talking when I need to stay talking for at least another year. And now that I know how things are running, how to engage better with the community, how to be a proper director, board member of the board, I'm excited for the second year.
Guys, I actually have a question for the audience. Is there anybody who's standing for elections this year? That's a life of a board member, right? You want to say anything? Standing? You have a unique opportunity to, like...
Why do you want to run for the board?
Yeah, good question.
So, hi, I'm Hector. I've been an OpenStreetMap contributor since 2011, so it's been 13 years already. I started, let's say, contributing just alone, and then in 2016 I joined the local community, and after that it's it changed my life. No, I joined, so I really enjoyed joining local communities. Then afterwards I applied even to a cartography master, international cartography master, because of my love for OpenStreetMap, and since then I've always been trying to collaborate. In every place that I've been moving also a lot of countries, and I try to always collaborate where I can. So I've been organizing mapping parties, I've been organizing mapathons. I also contribute to the Spanish translation of the weekly OSM as well. So I joined my first State of the Map in 2022 as well. So that was another extra step. And now the next step that I want to do is try to contribute a little bit more. And now that I have the time, because I started last year working as a PhD student researching about OpenStreetMap, so I think I have the time to invest on that. And that's why I want to run the board, to the board, yeah.
Thank you, Hector. Actually, Christine, Laura is here, and she also runs to the board. And so do you have a couple of words to say to make people vote for you, to make the current board member resign to leave your spot?
I guess it's a bit hard to structure it, but I think I started contributing to OpenStreetMap a couple of years ago, and I was in university, and that contribution has changed over the years. So I started as a MAPA, created a Youth MAPAS chapter, co-created SM Kenya, and I guess it just kept on moving and moving. And even within the community, it was different roles, from training to communications and events and all of that. So looking at the board, I have joined, say, a couple of the open meetings that they have every month. And it looked like an opportunity to also explore a different way of contributing to the OpenStreetMap project, and I guess to see how much of a strategic view I'm able to bring into that space. But I guess also looking in to bring a diverse voice into the board from the region, and I hope then maybe that perspective makes the decision making a little bit better. I don't know what was being discussed here, so I hope it sort of all makes sense. Yeah.
Thank you. So it's great seeing two people here, like nominating themselves, and every single one of you have been voted into the board. You went through elections, and before elections, you sure have written position statements and answered questions. So those new nominees might be interested learning how your perception of the board changed once you got in.
Good question.
Should I start?
No, switch it on. It's on.
My perception of the board was based on attending some meetings, as Laura did, to hear what was going on in the public. And I thought, I could make a difference. This sounds interesting. And I got inside, and it's actually a huge amount of work. And you've got to figure out all the systems and all the software and all the people and all those things. And I discovered that my manifesto was not worth very much at all, because implementing it meant moving it through a process and persuading the board and finding routes and so on. And what I eventually found was that I moved towards looking at the money and the strategy, and that the board really needs money to operate before it can even have any ambitions at all. So I didn't mention money at all in my manifesto, but that's really where I'm focused at the moment. I'll focus on the money, I'll focus on the strategy, because those are two things that really need doing, and that I had no clue that they were needed to be done. So my first manifesto is scrap paper right now. Watch for the second one. Next.
I will be probably very not original here. I was aware that there is a lot of work to get various things done, but I underestimated how much work is invisible or various limitations that Borum American or just point a finger on it, declare that it needs to be done. I am happy that I done part of the things that I planned wanted to do. I haven't done as much as I wanted, because quite a lot of effort was needed either by issues that were more urgent than I wanted to do, or turned out to be more complicated to do, or were various operational issues ongoing that needed to be resolved by someone, and for some I volunteered and helped with handling them.
Yeah, so again, as Danny said, representation matters. When I joined, or when I ran for the board 2 years ago, yeah, people were asking me or encouraging me to run for the board. And yeah, the representation of the board back then, it was just one woman. And there was Eugene from Asia. So yeah, I was, I got the blessing from Eugene. You know, he stood back to give way for me. And yeah, that's like my motivation, and you know how I see the board is, yeah, I'd like to give, you know, a diverse opinion. I want to put a community agenda on the table, and I'm a community person, so like, yeah, I aim to, like, you know, have, I mean, you know, through me, like, or you know, through me, like, people can you know, run to the board, or you know, tell people, you know, what they think. So yeah, that's like what was in my manifesto back then. Unfortunately, there's like four things that I did want to do, but I, yeah, my shift, my focus has changed, and yeah, I started with, yeah, I mean, I moved from local chapters, I moved on to the membership campaign, because yeah, I see also that, yeah, in the membership campaign, there was not a lot of representation from Asia, Latin America, or Africa. So yeah, with, you know, a group of people who are also here today, we've been allies, we've done the membership campaign. That's why, yeah, I'm happy to see this year that, yeah, there are people from all over the world, you know, running for board. So, yeah.
So I've talked to some of the older board members before going to the board. So I kind of, yeah, got what they told me and expected. We are a very operational board, doing lots of day-to-day work. This year I expected. The one part I didn't expect is we are an employer. So we only have three people, But it turns out, yeah, when you're an employer, there's work to do as well. And I got involved in this, chairing the personal committee. And yeah, this has been an interesting experience.
Yeah, for me, before I joined the board, the board was quiet, even to an extent of being suspiciously quiet, and the work you see have seen was mostly boring. Now, from inside the board, the bitter fact I discovered is, in 3 years, I have not learned to make statements in a way that people wouldn't misinterpret it in the way, which sets a huge incentive to say as little as possible. And it's not even that anybody is mean. Everybody who I found we have been talking as board members to had well intent, but still there's in a such a surprisingly large organization, there's so many room for misunderstandings, interpretations that I would say I spent most of my time disentangling misunderstandings and communicating sufficiently safe. And I would still love the board to make more statements and being even more public. But it's difficult because people try to read things off words that are never intended to be in. We have to learn more, specifically me.
Thank you. So I've been on the board for 5 years, and I was following it before that as well. One thing I see is how fragile the board is, and the board cannot do anything unless it agrees to and puts its money where its mouth is. And that doesn't happen by accident. It's very easy to start bickering about things and then nothing happens on the board. When I came onto the board before that had been divided over various issues. People didn't get along. And we realized, oh, we can actually do stuff. We can actually hire people. We can actually set policy. We can actually talk to people. We can decide to recruit new local chapters. But that's very fragile. The easiest thing to do when you get on the board is to say, yeah, we're just going to tell people to do things. It doesn't work that way. It's the easiest way to lose volunteers. We're all volunteers. Most people on the working group are volunteers. If you think that something should be done in a working group, join that working group, not the board.
Thank you. So you mentioned you don't tell.
Danny.
Sorry. I would ask hijack and for. For working groups, basically everyone is volunteer. So,
my first exposure to the OSMF board happened when I was on the OSMS board, and I was the advisory person, the representative from the U.S. for the OSMF, and I attended the meetings. I really enjoyed what they were doing, and I was very intrigued on also experiencing the main difference, because there's a big difference between being on a foundation board and being on the local chapter board, even though, as some of you know, the U.S. is quite a big chapter. There's a lot of work. I, like some of you, I have a full-time job that is outside of OSM, so everything that I do for OSM is 100% volunteer work. So it takes a lot of time. Okay, it's just me though. It takes a lot of time, and I think that was the one thing that surprised me, but I'm happy because it's good work that we're doing. One thing, someone asked during Mateo's session yesterday, what are the benefits outside of voting for being a member? And I will say, like the question about representation, this is again why it matters to be a foundation member, but you have a voice, you have a vote in saying who is sitting up here. And it's not the same people voting over and over again.
If you got any questions, you got a question. Okay.
You should tell a joke, warm the audience up.
Can you come up with a joke? I don't. OpenStreetMap, the short joke.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to give my sincere thanks for the incredible job that you are doing. I think you are dedicating a lot. One question that I have is, you are saying that at first you attended meetings and then you got attracted with the work that was being done by the board, and then you joined the board. After joining the board, and then you find the work so difficult. So I would want to know, what is that difficult that you're facing? As we are all intrigued, so we want to know what is that difficult you're talking about. If we leave out the personal issues, maybe you can tell us, we are about 100 people here. Maybe we can help. Thank you.
Yeah, I specifically brought up, I think the difficulty would be how time consuming is, at least for me, for all of us, right? For all of us. We each have different roles within the board. We have the chair, who essentially the main thing is to chair the meetings and represent the board. We have a treasurer that takes a lot of work. We have our secretary that also takes a lot of work. I am, again, this is my first year, so I don't have an official role yet. I wanted to get my feet wet first. But I am also helping manage one of our staff members, so I have constant communication with them, and we have weekly meetings, and this is outside of our board meetings. We each have different roles within the board. We also are liaisons for different working groups, so we are always there for them. So, for instance, I'm the liaison for the communications working group. It's a lot of work. I wouldn't say difficult. If I said difficult before, I apologize. I would just say it's a lot of work. Not difficult. We all are volunteers. We're passionate about the project. This is why we're here.
Just a point. You don't have to all answer. Couple of things.
I would ask kind of estimate. Was logging the time spent on various things, and for over 2 years on OpenStreet Foundation board, it was around 600 hours in total. So maybe, definitely, some of things that I did could be made more efficiently or faster, but probably not three times faster. So it's primary is just amazing amount of things that can be done, and some of things tend to take far more longer than involved. For example, I was really surprised how much time tends to be consumed by receiving money from company that wants to give you money. It is surprisingly long time, and I am not even treasurer.
Yeah, these are good three examples. In principle, we produce to OpenStreetMap a stable representation in the working administration, of course with the help of Dorothea, who is a very great help. And we are exposed to the world as wild and weird as it is. Three examples from my recent memory are we had someone doing fraud on our accounts by just withdrawing money for a fictitious telephone that just doesn't exist. And the bank insisted that we send a letter in wet ink and insisted that they have a longish telephone conversation over a landline, and you have just to figure out how to use a real landline in a totally different country without spending tons of money, and how to get the wedding. That's super time consuming. We had a large donor where the problem was to figure out whether we need to put a single zero or 16 zeros in a certain form, where we circulated over several rounds because it was not clear whether the non-existing text numbers they need, whether needs in this or that field, and they always, if they had 16 zeros instead of 10 in the wrong form field, they just sent back the form because there was some automation on the way which very clumsily checked whether the number has the right number of digits without telling us. And you are sending this form again, trying this combination, that combination, with no help. And after 20 attempts or so, you finally get through, or not at all, depending on. And the third example is there had been a mapper who, in a state where the community inside decided that the road classification of that government is just too bad to use it, and who insisted that the community must use that road classification from the county, and who first, I would always say, yeah, stalked that community, then stalked the data working group, and finally, over extra rounds, stalked us until he finally promised to no longer annoy us in his self-esteem that he could find a better organization. So we have really to deal with the weird things from the outward and produce a stable appearance, and that's a lot of work. On top of this, people listen to us very closely, so you have to deal all the time with misunderstanding, and that could be difficult to get the right message through. It could be also very emotional draining if you know that you want a good thing for a person, and then the thing you get reflected from that person is that they have the impression you are trying to threaten them. We had that with various working group members and other stakeholders. So that's really then emotional draining when you want to do something good for the people and they even don't understand that.
Yeah, thank you. Really, reading board meeting minutes doesn't show the amount of work you're doing.
It's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. So, question.
There's a question. Okay. I have a question. First, I would like to thank you for answering the questions. So I don't know if it's an appropriate question to ask you, but let me forward it. So I just want you, can any one of you explain like why there is no apparent mapping effort like around Gaza or something? And how can the OSM Foundation, like, you, the board, can support such a mapping effort to the people of Gaza as it has been done for the Ukraine. So you have been doing great job for Ukraine, but what about Gaza? Like, additionally, like, can you clarify that your political standing on supporting like the mapping effort of conflict zones? So if it's appropriate, just answer it. You can leave it if it's not.
Thank you. The OSM board members all have their personal political sympathies and conflicts, but the foundation does not, in most conflicts, take a side where the foundation is neutral. We support mapping wherever it is, and unless the local community doesn't want it, like what happened in the 2020 invasion in Ukraine, the local community said, "Please stop mapping." Otherwise, would we support efforts in Gaza? We don't really tell people what to map. We don't tell people how to map it. Anyone is very welcome to organize an effort to map in Gaza to help with the efforts there.
No? Yeah.
Did I answer your question? Happy to chat after.
Thank you. We have one more question.
This feels like a handbrake turn now after that's a very important question that was just asked. But I was wondering, could you talk through for some of the younger members, you mentioned, for example, that joining the working group and so forth was a good direction to go if you wanted to be later in a position where you were on a board. Could you sort of lay out what are the skills, what are the abilities that you would ideally have in a candidate, and how could some of our younger mappers go down that path where they start developing, maybe not in time for the next election, but for an election in 2 years' time, 3 years' time? What would that pipeline in your minds, based on your experience on the board, what would that look like to sort of train?
Okay. So I think the most important skill is communication, because you have to communicate with the other board members, you have to communicate with the community. Oh, I get this one. And the working groups, and being diplomatic, of course, all the time. So this requires some skill there. Additional skill, basically everything that goes into management. So working with people, finance, stuff like this is always useful. What else?
I would add less one thing, that is obviously very useful to have broad knowledge what is going in OpenStreetMap. So, because there are various topics, and it is typically very useful to have at least some understanding what is going on and what is the pure history on this area. And as was probably mentioned and will be mentioned again, that a lot of free time energy is very useful. So if someone is starting a new job, new studies, and moving to different kind, probably not the best moment to be a board member.
Can I fill in about the question? Really was, is a working group a good place to start? And the answer is yes, because there's a corporate culture, as in any big institution, which you have to learn. And board members who come in cold, like myself, take a little while to actually figure out what's going on. One of the big ones is that working groups are very independent from the board. This is a hard-fought and long-observed thing. We do not tell the working groups what to do. We can make some suggestions. So there's that sort of tension between the board and the working groups, which is a good thing, because they mean they will do things of themselves. So joining the working group teaches you about that culture. If you want to then move on to the board, you've already learned about it. So it's a good stepping stone. Each working group has its own specific technical needs. Data working group needs diplomacy. The membership working group needs people skills and so on. They work across the board. There have been presentations here about which working group requires what skills. But the main thing that you do is if you join a working group, you learn the culture, you learn how to talk to people, you learn how to become part of the organization, and you'll be a far more effective working board member if you've already been in a working group.
We're all different also, not in shapes and sizes, right? So we bring different skill sets. I don't think there's a one size fits all. Like, it would be really boring if we were all Guillaume or we were all Roland, you know? So we have different skill sets. Some people are fascinating in doing accounting, so go for it, right? But one, like Sarah said, I would echo communication and respect.
Yeah, but we mostly agree on that. Be humble what you expect, be clear what you want to communicate and say. And the working groups are a good place to learn with that. There's a high probability that you will find a working group you work with. if you really, for some reason, doesn't, then do a lot of mapping. Sooner or later, you will get in touch with other mappers, where you absolutely will learn or train more communication than you would like to. But in the end, it all breaks down to communicate, to be able to understand other people's point of view, and then bring the necessary information and statements to communicate to the respective people what you are intending to do.
Okay, thank you. One more question.
Hey, thank you. So it's incredible what you do. What I also hear is a bit that the board is very fragile and overworked, kind of. So maybe you could share some ideas with us how this could look in 5 years, maybe, and maybe then the people sitting at the next status map wouldn't say, well, it's a nice thing, you know, it's not that much work because we have such great institutions or other groups or whatever to make it a bit more easier. Do you have any ideas in that direction?
One thing that I've had in my yearly reports for a while and manifestos and all that, we need an executive director. We need someone who gets paid to do the tedious stuff. We're long past the point where that would be a good thing. OSM US is an example. They have an executive director. She's great. I think that would take a lot of the workload of the board. What is the barrier? Why haven't we done it yet? We haven't agreed on the job description or what we want in the job. We haven't found the funding for it yet.
Yeah, it's the funding is an important point. The bigger picture you must have in mind is we are in principle here for the foundation members, but from the feeling and expectation, we are here for the entire OpenStreetMap community. And as a community member, I would ask why after a system administrator, the next position to fill would be an executive director. So there is still a story to tell to make people clear what kind of work is currently left undone and where OpenStreetMap could profit from. And that it's just that more interesting things can be done by the people who are now bound by sorting out purely administrative, in the end, purely administrative things. So, and the other thing is we have to decide to which side in 5 years the foundation should be grown. And that would dictate a lot of things, what should happen or what shouldn't happen. And it's difficult to grow fast, and I would say we even don't want this, because you need the trust of the members, both of the foundation members in particular and the OpenStreetMap community in general, that what happens makes sense. And so you could introduce one thing and people will digest that, and then do the next thing and people will digest that. And if you come up with a totally new foundation the next day, it's not going to work. And so we don't know where we are in 5 years. I expect that the board will always be overworked because there's so many things that make sense to do. And when you know you leave valuable things on the table, why should you not push to your personal limits to get that done?
So personally, I think a lot of the operational work we're doing could be shifted to working groups. The problem there is a little bit shifting to working groups means you need to bootstrap it. You need to set it up, tell the volunteers what you want to do and everything, and that needs work from a board member, which we can't do because of to do the operational work. So I think we've done some things in the last 2 years to help with this, especially getting the engineering working group working. And more things will happen in the next 5 years, but it's a slow process.
We have like 5 minutes.
Okay. can I broach internal politics of the OpenStreetMap movement? We really don't want the board to lose its volunteer character. And that can happen if you expand too fast and employ too many people and you then get bureaucratic capture and the board itself turns into an advisory board who doesn't have much work to do, who meets once a month and has tea. This board works hard because we're all volunteers. We want that to be the case for the foreseeable future. I certainly wouldn't want to have a big bureaucracy. A tiny bureaucracy is nice, it helps, but it must be tiny. And that's part of why we are very cautious about hiring more people. The hiring process is probably driven by risk analysis. The biggest risk to this organization is that the computer systems failed. All aboard could drop dead, no difference. But if the guys running the computers drops dead, oh my God, total failure. So that is where our priorities will lie. And our next hire will probably be a system administrator. And if we want to get someone to help with administration, I would certainly advance that happens after we've got a good, solid system administration in place.
Okay, thank you. We don't get time for many questions. I feel like 1 hour is not enough time to learn about the board. I have so many questions. Sorry.
Feel free, maybe not now, but well, feel free to reach out to everyone.
I will ask one that's relevant to where we are, about state of the maps. Like, we know we have one state of the map yearly, and it's always a problem deciding where the next one should be. So do you think maybe we as OSMF could support more state of the maps? Do you have any word in deciding whether we should have additional conferences like State of the Map Latin America or State of the Map Asia? So what do you think about organizing more conferences?
Yeah, so I mean, for me, it's an ongoing discussion with the local chapters and communities working group. We meet once a month. So it's not that we're thinking like, you know, having regional state of the map, but like how can we, better support, you know, other state, regional or local state of the map. So that's surely on the table, but yeah, it's still on the discussion. And again, if you want to join local chapters and communities working group, you like to talk about supporting communities, then
The board supports and not controls the State of the Map Working Group, and therefore the State of the Map Working Group decides where a State of the Map happens, how often, and we as a board will support State of the Map Working Group decisions, but we have no intent to interfere with that. And we have seen that it's working very well. We had got 16 excellent conferences. So why should we try to make plans in an area that's just well working? I would rather use the opportunity to thank the State of the Map Working Group for once again the great work.
Thank you. But come on, this thing is.
So we actually discussed this on our in-person meeting this morning. If funding allows, why can we be present? Maybe not all of us, but send someone to Sotom Europe, send someone to Sotom Latin America, send someone to Sotom Asia, and be present for the community there too. Because we don't really get to engage in person, right? Like, I've met so many of you in person, and it's different than just chatting, sending emails, being on a wiki. There's importance in being present in person. I think there's nothing like the connections that we've made this weekend. So if at all possible, if the budget allows, we discussed that it would be great to send at least one person to different Sotoms. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So, in person is super important.
and we got like 20 minutes until the final closing talk of this conference. Yeah, so if you probably do want. So if you want to catch up with Danny, with Craig, Mateusz, Arna Lee, Sarah, Roland, and Guillaume, this is the time to approach them and say hi or tell them what you think. So thank you, everyone, for being in this panel.
Thank you, Ilya.
And thanks, everyone who was here, and especially people who are asking questions.
Thank you.
That was very, very great. And I think they deserve another round of applause.